Good morning, everyone. Today is the 11th of October. It's a Tuesday morning, and Mark and I are continuing in our studies in our favorite passages of scriptures. Today, we're going to be looking at the 11th chapter of Hebrews, which is called the faith chapter. Starts out by saying faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Remember the account of Thomas. He said, if I don't see the wounds in his hands and his feet and plunge my hand into his side, I will not believe. And Christ said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed. Where does the faith come? We're going to see in the next chapter, which you'll probably read tomorrow, that he is the author and finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2. But we see that through the world, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God through faith. You know, they talk about millions and millions of years. But Jesus Christ created all things in 6 days. We look at the example of Enoch, how he was translated so that he would not see death. And it says that without faith we cannot please God. God is the author of our faith. Remember about Noah, he was warned things not yet seen. But he prepared an ark because he found grace in the eyes of God, and God gave him faith to build the ark. Abraham, you know, was called out to go to a place that he had received an inheritance. And there's other people that are mentioned in this great faith chapter. Jacob and Isaac, and it said they looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. It says that through faith Sarah received strength to conceive seed in her old age. You remember she originally laughed, but God gave her the faith. It says these all died in faith. Says they now desire a better country. It says that when Jacob, I like this one, verse 21, Jacob, when he was dying, worshiped leaning upon his staff. I have to have a crutch to walk around with. Maybe that's the way I'll die, leaning on my crutch. Talks about Joseph and Moses. You know, Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. You know. He chose to suffer rather this affliction with the people of God than the joy, the pleasures of sin in Pharaoh's house. He forsook Egypt. He left Egypt. It says that the harlot Rahab had faith. She received the spies. Well, there was a lot of people that suffered a lot, but they still had faith. So this is a great chapter of a demonstration of the faith that was given to all, that has been given to all of God's saints. I'm going to turn it over and have Mark read. As you listen to this, remember that faith does not originate from man, but faith originates from God.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand the worlds framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, for which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated, he should not see death, was not found, because God had translated him, because before his translation he had his testimony, he pleased God. Without faith it is possible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God, things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to save him his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, which he was called to go into a place which he should have to see for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned the land of promises in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him in the same promise. We look for a city which hath foundations, its builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength, conceived seed, delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged in faithfulhood promise, therefore sprang there even of one. As good as dead, so many as a star of the sky, a multitude, sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them far off, persuaded of them, embraced them, and confessed that there were dangers and terrors on the earth. For they that stay, sustain the curve plan, they see a country. Truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned, but now they desired a better country. That is heavenly, therefore, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. For he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, whom it was said, that and Isaac shall thy seed be called. Sorry.
Thank you, Mark. So tomorrow we'll be looking at further exploration of the origin of our faith. God bless.